Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, installing energy-efficient windows to help lower utility bills year-round. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. When Frontenac native Tara Mahadevan was starting her career as a music journalist in the early 2010s, she noticed a void in St. Louis. It wasn't musical or artistic talent or distinctly St. Louis culture, because she enjoyed all that when she came home to STL. What was missing was a publication dedicated to highlighting that and focusing specifically on local creatives who are Black or people of color. It took some time, but in 2021, during the COVID pandemic, Mahadevan decided it was time to fill that coverage void with a full-color print magazine. Joining me in studio to talk about that publication and where it is today, we welcome Tara Mahadevan, the founder and editor of Search Party magazine. Tara, it's great to have you on St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
So Tara, let's go back in time to the early 2010s. What was there or what was missing in terms of coverage of St. Louis arts and culture, sort of on a larger scale?
I mean, I guess at that age, I wasn't as aware as to what was missing. I was more cutting my teeth as a journalist. At that point, I just had started writing writing in a journalistic manner because I went to school for poetry. Mm-hmm. So after school, I started writing for 11 Music Magazine, and then I started writing for the Riverfront Times.
Mm-hmm.
And
so there's a time gap between
yeah.
when you started your music writing career, your journalism career,
mm-hmm.
and when you started Search Party magazine. So in that time, is there an example maybe of a conversation that you were having with people about what was missing and what they wanted to read or to experience?
It wasn't really a conversation per se. I think that so to me, in my mind, I've always thought of St. Louis as a monolith, and I kind of always have felt, as an Indian person, I'm not really part of one side or the other. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very black and white, socially.
Right.
And I don't really have a problem with it. I was just curious as to why that is, you know.
Right. Is that visual component that you mentioned why you wanted whatever it is you did to be a magazine?
Oh, I'm just, I mean, when I was little, I would make zines.
Oh, okay.
You know, when I was like in elementary school and middle school.
Uh-huh.
I've
what
always
kinds
been a
of
writer.
Zines? Uh-huh.
My first one was called Cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was probably in middle school, and I put like a review of Radiohead in there, and I was like clipping up. I was using my mom's Xerox machine, and I was like cutting things up and like, you know, photocopying it and like, you know, putting it together. I don't know. Just,
uh-huh.
And I never saw it anywhere. I just felt like doing it.
Right, right.
So, you know, and I've taken in school, in college, I took a bookmaking class.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been, and in high school, I was the editor-in-chief of our literary arts magazine. So I've always, like, existed in this world.
Okay.
I when I was in high school, too, I went to local shows
mm-hmm.
At Mississippi Nights, The Pageant, Cicero's.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know.
Were you going alone or
no, I had friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I mean, I guess
I mean, like,
is...
not, but, like, I had friends who were interested in the same stuff.
Right, right. Were you accompanied by, like, parents?
Oh, yeah. My mom, for a time, would go with
oh,
me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I was too young to drive, and then once
yeah.
I started driving, I was left to my own devices.
Okay, so it must have been no surprise that you did what you did in 2021, which
no,
was
at that point it wasn't. I think mm-hmm. I was pretty well established in my career.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
it kind of not necessarily made sense, but I just felt like, or maybe it made sense in the way I never thought about it, but by the time I got arrived at that point, it made sense.
Mm-hmm. So that point, let's get to that.
Yeah.
It's 2021.
Yeah.
It's during the pandemic.
Yes.
So it's about a decade from the time you noticed what was missing in representation, the visual components of telling people's stories and the people who are telling the stories themselves. Why did you decide to start Search Party in 2021?
I think that, you know, I think it's important to note that most of that time, I haven't really lived in St. Louis since 2014. Mm-hmm. So in that time, I was living in New York, and then I moved to Chicago. So I was seeing kind of what these other cities had. I mean, traditionally, New York and LA, like I've spent time in LA, they have very robust music industries, media industry. Chicago, more so than St. Louis, but, you know, also DIY, but has more than St. Louis. So I was really seeing like what was happening and what I could do for St. Louis, because I mean, as much as like as much as I've been away, mm-hmm. I was really trying to figure out a way to bring some of it back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've written for Made Monarchs. I wrote for Stereosol. I wrote for RFT. I wrote for 11 Music Magazine. And I wanted to kind of take all of those things and just meld them together into one publication, but that was print.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an interesting origin story with this first issue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I applied for a grant with the Luminary. And traditionally, you know, people don't fund magazines. If you look at a lot of grants, they often say... funding for magazines is not applicable. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, but it's a very non-traditional, the Futures Fund is non-traditional mm-hmm. sort of grant. So I just, you know,
decided to go for it.
And I applied without the knowledge of my team because I was like, if I get it, cool. If I don't get it, they won't know.
Right, right.
and I was just like, it was February 2021. So like, we're still really in the pandemic,
right,
you know?
Right.
And spending a lot of time at home and thinking a lot. And I think I sent you a tweet I had written of just like around that time, I was like, what if we made, you know, who wants to make this like dream publication with me? Mm-hmm. And I was just like really thinking about it a lot. And I was making stuff. I was making zines. I was like, while I'm a writer, I think a lot of people don't think of writers as creatives necessarily, but I just, you know, you have a lot of pent up energy. Mm-hmm. And I was just trying to figure out a way to, so that's why I was making stuff. I was trying to figure out a way to like kind of express whatever I was having.
Right.
And obviously we were all going through it.
Yeah. Well, so instead of making sourdough, you started
I saw
a
everyone came out of the
party.
Pandemic as chefs.
Right.
Not
right.
me.
Yeah. And we're talking today with Tara Mahadevan, who is a music journalist and the founder and editor of Search Party magazine. So the focus and scope of this magazine, it's music and artists who work in different media across genres. That is something that people are familiar with. But why the lifestyle or culture-making focus? And is there an example that you can provide to help people understand that?
Well, I write for Complex, which, you know, I interned. I've worked at Complex off and on for 10 years, so I interned there. And to me, seeing a publication and then being exposed to The Fader and being exposed to Vice and sort of all these other publications when I lived in New York, just seeing the coexisting of lifestyle and fashion and culture and all these things that, I mean, music isn't just music, mm-hmm. you know? There are all these cross-sections of, you know, different sort of subsectors of the creative community. I think what I really wanted to do for Search Party for the first issue was kind of have high, quote unquote, highbrow and lowbrow art side by side, right? Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people consider graffiti lowbrow art. A lot of people consider, I mean, then there's like fine art, that's highbrow art. Hip hop, you would probably think is lowbrow art. So it's kind of just this conversation between what people think. Like, I don't think there are a lot of magazines that have fine art next to an interview with a rapper, you mm-hmm. know? And I just thought that was really interesting to have everything just kind of live side by side, because it's a full breadth and expression and representation of St. Louis's art community, music mm-hmm. community.
You talked earlier about being Indian. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the scope of Search Party magazine, it's not just Black creators, but also people of color.
Yeah.
So with South Asian representation, there is in the second issue an essay that you wrote about a group of artists. Tell us a little bit about that and why it was important to include that in issue two, which is specific to music.
Yeah. I think for issue two, well, I'll preface it by saying it was a 3-year gap between the first issue and the second issue. And mm-hmm. I think in those 3 years, a lot of things change in St. Louis. In the first issue, I would say that it is mostly Black creatives and artists. I think that is also like my lack of exposure to what was happening because I had not really been here. And once I was really had a foot in St. Louis over the last few years and had started coming around a bit more, I started meeting more people and I feel like I'm seeing more people of other cultures doing creative work.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, actually, the essay I wrote, it was just funny that I met Abi and reconnected with him because we do have mutuals. And I forgot, and when I realized he's from St. Louis, you know, I was like, you're doing this really cool thing. Maybe your ties to St. Louis aren't like that, you know, strong, but you still came up here. And I think mm-hmm. it's interesting what you're doing for a South Asian artist specifically. And, you know, I mean, I think, again, as St. Louis shifts and morphs, every magazine is a representation of what that looks like, even mm-hmm. if that person, you know, isn't here as often, isn't as involved as often. They're still from here.
Right, right. Well, and we have a monthly music show.
Yeah.
And we are highlighting people's work, whether they're from St. Louis, they're based here, or have some strong connection to mm-hmm. STL because you carry it around with you where you go.
Yeah.
Why was there that gap in time between issue one and two?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think all three of us were going through some things. And also we were kind of trying to figure out more ways we could activate in St. Louis. And, you know, we did some workshops, we did some other events and stuff. And then we just kind of realized, like, we just need to get back to what we did mm-hmm. and make another magazine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we cranked the first one out in, like, I got the grant in April 2021 and it came out in November. Which is not, I mean, the second one took much longer. Life was very different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that, and the first one was funded. So, you know, there's just like a lot of different circumstances between the first and second issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're just trying to ride off the high of the second issue to make the next issue.
Mm-hmm. And when you say to activate in St. Louis, what do you mean by that?
Just, you know, I mean, we started in the pandemic and obviously a lot of stuff was virtual.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to force the metaverse on us, you know, and I think in-person events, we did a panel at Blue Strawberry,
mm-hmm.
you know, we did some workshops at Noir Bookshop. We've done some sort of some events to like bring people together because I think that is still important regardless of, you know, the everything being online.
Yeah. What kinds of interactions have people had with or over Search Party magazine?
I mean, I personally don't think that anything like this exists for our community.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone has reacted very strongly to it. You know, I mean, I think we have a lot of emotion. And I think that if you talk to people from our community, they know Search Party.
Mm-hmm. And our community meaning?
Mostly, I guess, like Black and POC creatives in the city. Yeah, living, working in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Harder in the county, it's been harder, but you know.
Chicago is also a place where people are activating around Search Party.
Yes.
Why there?
I live there. You know, Ryan used to live there. Ryan, my creative director, used to live there.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Brown.
Yes, Ryan Brown. He goes by Big Esco. He used mm-hmm. to live there. He moved back to St. Louis during the pandemic. I've known him. I met him in Chicago, actually. So I've known him for like 10 years, probably. And I mean, I'm based there, so my community there supports me.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of St. Louis, native St. Louisans who live in Chicago. So, you know, just trying to rally in both cities.
Yeah.
And also just kind of extend the reach of Search Party.
Mm-hmm. The third issue,
yeah,
you're hoping to have it come out this year.
Yes.
And it will have a culture focus.
Yes.
Is there a teaser that you can drop about it?
We're changing the size again.
Okay. So you went from the traditional
8.5 by 11. The last one was 6 by 9, more mm-hmm. of a zine feel.
Okay.
And that was also, the cover is more of like a, if you're familiar with the Double XL freshman cover, it's kind of like that, where it's like okay. a group of artists. The next one, I want to be double cover.
Mm-hmm.
So two covers.
Okay.
I think that if I can land the covers I want, that this will be our biggest issue and really, we'll really make our mark.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a bigger reach to the coast. So
yeah, yeah.
I don't want to give too much away.
Okay, no, sure.
It's not set in stone.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what is these days?
Yeah, right.
Well, best of luck
in
putting it together. And there will also be an event
yes.
at Vintage Vinyl.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So excited for that. I'm healing my inner child because I've been going to Vintage Vinyl since I was a kid. I'm like, I grew up in the county, but I'm definitely a Loop kid. And, you know, when we sold our first issue there, that was like mind-blowing. I never thought in my wildest dreams that they would sell something that I helped make.
Mm-hmm.
And the second issue is also there, but we're throwing... So in the second issue, there's a tribute to Vintage Vinyl written by my friend Mars.
Right.
And we were like, why not do something at Vintage Vinyl? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think that is super cool. I love yeah. Vintage Vinyl. And to like partner with them in any way, I think just is really fire.
Yeah. Tara Mahadevan is a St. Louis native and Chicago-based music journalist. She's the founder and editor of Search Party magazine. Tara, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Elaine Chaw.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.